Hello foodies and welcome to FUT in Review, the daily FIFA podcast bringing you player reviews and content discussions. Today is July 13th and we are recording episode 92. My name's John, also known as Food Coaching, and today I'm with my friends from Norway and the US of A. It's Yngvi and Andrew. Yngvi, how are you doing?
Hello. Not too bad, could have been better, but mentally I'm very good, physically not so good.
You are getting old though, to be fair. No, I'm kidding.
Kind of.
it's off season, so it's okay to take a rest now and then.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine, so just a little bit slowly, the progress, so. At least we got some stuff to look at, so that helps getting my thoughts on something else.
Yeah, it sucks though. I really hope you'll be feeling better soon.
Thank you.
And you got 2 extra weeks before FIFA comes out, so take your rest before halfway of October.
Yeah, I will.
Andrew, how are you doing? You're getting old as well?
I think I am the youngest person on this podcast, which is shocking in this community because I feel old usually, but I'm getting older still. I mean, John, we're basically the same age.
Yngvi, he just called us both old.
You know, I'm doing well. I had a frustrating week in league, as I think both of you knew. I sent some ranting messages to you about my frustrations with the gameplay and people playing drop back in July. But otherwise, I'm good. I'm excited. I've got the Southampton-Manchester United game kicking off in half an hour, so I'm excited to watch that.
I was thinking about doing another podcast, right? And then maybe call a drop back in July.
It's just stunning that people are playing. What? I was just like, what fun are you guys having? Like, really, I played multiple games where I'd have like 17 shots and they're, you know, whatever random prime Maldini would just block a shot out of nowhere, like frequently, and then they'd have 2 shots, both trying to spam the ball to the team of the season, Cristiano Ronaldo. It's just like, come on, guys, have some fun.
Yeah, there is something I really want to see happening, though, if you're talking about fun. I saw some guys and girls playing some weekend league challenges this weekend, basically saying, let's take like a team and let's bring that that team into our team. Oh, okay. Nobody? Okay. But basically, I don't know, make a Manchester United squad or a Juventus squad, which basically would be Per Montecalchio, of course. I saw someone running an AC Milan squad, which I would not recommend. No, I'm just kidding, because I know a big AC Milan fan is listening to us. But those are challenges which are like really cool and can make your weekly league a lot more fun. But they should definitely just... we can't change the drop back this year anymore. So I think if you want to have fun in the weekly league, you just have to do stuff like that and play a formation, which you don't usually do, and just play it one match at a time and don't look about results too much. That's, I think, the best way to get fun.
Yeah, I think you knew this. I actually tried that this weekend, right? I tried my Japan squad that I've been having a ton of fun playing with on Rivals. And in Rivals, I'd found, you know, for the most part, the people playing super drop back, maybe they aren't as good in Division 4 as they are, you know, in the weekend league, but I kind of don't think that's true. I think it was just the sweaty grind, have to win at absolute cost nature of it kind of just made it, you know, less fun for me, even though I do love that team. So I actually ended up switching and playing yesterday with the real squad, partly so we could have some player reviews to talk about today.
Yeah, and I do think if you like listen to a podcast, just saying, it will make things a little less sweaty when you're at it, because your mind drifts off a bit. You're not that focused and not that bothered by people playing drop back. That was a famous plug, guys. But hey. we can't change the gameplay anymore. I've said this before. I've played some friendlies over the weekend with guys who we could only play on balance if you had put on a minimum of 5 depth, and then this game is actually not as bad as people make it out to be. It's actually really balanced. I have really fun doing it. But once they do change it up, it's getting really boring. And that's unfortunately though, because I think the basics are still here, are still there. And the amount of content we've got over the last weeks will just short take a deep dive into it shortly, but the amount of content has been awesome as well. So it's just a shame we can't really put it into more gameplay. But hey, we got 2 more months or 2.5 more months, and I don't think we'll see changes on that before the game. But I'm pretty sure this feedback is getting heard all the time now. So yeah, I don't want to go into that too much anymore. What I do want to get into is, of course, the content. Because, boys, did we have some serious content over the weekend and also today. And we could talk about Longley, which got an SBC this weekend, but I think we all used him. You should just do him, and we'll talk about him at the end of the show. So, Yngvi, could you take us through the content of today?
We got 3 new SBCs.
You dropped off there for a second. I'm sorry, buddy.
We got three new SBCs.
Awesome.
2 of them are, of course, the new Summer Heat, but I'll start with the Get Your Kicks SBCs. Just one. You cost around 8-9k to do. You get 1-2 rare gold players pack and 1 UCL rare player. So it's not like something woohoo, but yeah. It's something to do at least. Nothing super fancy. Minimum 3 clubs, maximum 4 from the same league, minimum 1 UCL rare, exactly gold players, squad rating of minimum 77, and team chemistry of 80. So yeah, it's nothing special. I don't think I would do it, because chance of getting anything useful from the UCL rare now is very small, unless you pack a Messi, Ronaldo, and those are maybe not as competitive as well if you pack those. So
yeah, I think maybe this feels a bit off one. It's not an expensive SBC, right? But I think it doesn't have to be. But the UCL is just really weird at this stage of the game.
Yeah, I think it's just a rerun of a SBC we had earlier in the game. So, but yeah, it's a little bit out of bounds at the moment to put that one out. But I'm gonna skip it.
I heard Andrew taking a deep breath before going at it. Andrew?
Yeah, it's just not a good SBC. I mean, if you're, it's too hard to complete and you're not going to get a good return. And if you're wanting to, if you have to go out and spend coins, you might as well spend it on the 81 plus double upgrade that came out yesterday to get a, you know, instead of 3 rare players, you're getting 2, but they're guaranteed to be 81 plus. So at least that's a, you know, certain level of fodder and better potential to get elite cards, as opposed to getting like 3 75 rated cards. That'll just disappoint you. So I don't know why they release this besides just doing a random rerun, but also don't have a problem with, you know, if you guys want to take a chance for whatever reason, go for it.
Fair. All right. That's
and then
I like the name though, Get Your Kicks. Also a good podcast, man.
Yeah. And then we got the Summer Heat Showdown that John thought probably never would happen because of a certain team name called Piemonte Calcio.
I did say that out loud, did I not? Yeah.
I did.
Yes. So, well, here it is. I guess somebody is listening to our show, John.
No, I am sorry, though. I am sorry for saying. I was mistaken here. I did say, well, Juventus is not called Juventus anymore. I'm not expecting SBCs from the showdown with that. Gotta be fair. Because else I would have think the AC Milan versus Juventus one last week would have made much more sense. So, or the Atlanta versus Juventus Saturday. But
yeah. But we got it. It's Juventus versus Lazio. We got 2 player SBCs. First, we can talk about the Jordan Lukaku one. It costs around 120-130k to do at the moment. It's only one section. And of course, you get a nice 92 rated card in return. You need minimum 1 player from Serie A. Squad rating minimum 85. Team chemistry is minimum 60. And of course, 11 players. And the card looks quite decent as well.
I think he looks incredible.
I thought he was, yeah.
And imagine a +3 upgrade. I know John doesn't think that's, definitely doesn't think that's going to happen, but imagine a +3 upgrade on this card.
Well, to be fair,
almost 99 across the board.
We lost versus Milan, and we had a really tough match versus Atalanta. I'm not quite sure this won't happen, to be honest.
And he would be perfect in your 3-4-1-2, Andrew, as well, as on the left.
Yeah, he would be. I am definitely thinking about giving him a run. I already completed this. I completed it immediately when it came out. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you know last year I did a Belgium to Glory series, so I have an affection for the Belgian players. So this was a no-brainer for me. This card looks incredible. At a minimum, he's going to be a super-duper sub. Looking at these stats are just off the chart. He's 99 base, you know. Strength is 99, composure is 90, speed is off the charts, shot power 99, long shots 98. You know, you put a sniper on this card, it looks unstoppable.
Well, and 99 crossing as well.
Yeah.
I think the thing that really looks awesome on this card is the fact that it's like very good attacking. I mean, you have to up his finishing, but if you use him as a winger or a left midfielder, he's got the perfect stats with the crossing stats, short passing stats, and of course his speed. But he's 4-star, 4-star, got everything in it, and his dribbling really over 90, so that's all good. But the thing that's really interesting, in my opinion, is that if you play a formation like a 3-5-2 or 3-4-1-2, you want your wingbacks to be able to defend. And this guy actually has 92 interception next to that 92 aggression and 99 strength. So if you just give him like an anchor, this guy is actually really good defensive as well.
Oh, yes. I would put a guardian on him. I'd suggest putting a guardian on him to give him a +15 in defensive awareness. And I was just about to chime in. He might be the best left back in the game if you do that. I think he rivals Alphonso Davies and even the Mendy card. If you put, you know, he won't have 5-star, 5-star, but this card is incredible across the board. So just give that a thought.
Well, the Guardian is a good shout out. I mean, then you'll get him 99 interceptions, 98 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle, and 94 defensive awareness. He still can't head a ball, but you don't need that in this game anymore. And the ball controls 99, dribbling 99, composure 95, agility 99. And while you guys are talking about the content, I'm just going to do this as you see now. Thanks.
Yeah,
he's unfortunately plays for Lazio, so I really can't do it.
Yeah, easy to link and hybrid and everything. Double 4-star, left footed. So yeah, it's a very good card. Great value SPC, I think. Even though if he doesn't get an upgrade,
I totally agree there. But thus far, they all been great value, even without an upgrade. So.
And we got another one.
Not Piemonte another one, guy. We got the other one.
The other one, John's other one. Danilo, the right back. He's around the same price, 120, 25, 130k to do. It's a little bit higher on the chemistry side, but you need one player from Piemonte Calcio, minimum 85 rated squad, minimum 75 team chemistry. So team chemistry is a little bit higher on this one, but still quite doable. He's a right back with very good stats. 4-star weak foot, 3-star skill moves. He's 184 centimeters tall, or 6'0". High medium work rates. And he got the lean body type as well with the height, which is a little bit interesting. So he looks really good with an anchor, for example.
Yeah, he's pretty much 95 acceleration, 99 sprint speed, but also 99 interception, 99 defensive awareness, 99 standing tackle, and 99 sliding tackle. Oh, he's also got 97 aggression and 92 strength. Yeah. Don't forget he's got 99 reactions, 99 ball control, and 92 dribbling with his body type. Whoa.
Yeah, and he's tall as well. So, and of course he got the 93 short passing and 92 crossing, and 96 shot power.
4-star weak foot. As a wing back, so I'm so glad he didn't make him left wing back though, because he's been playing left wing for ages now.
Yeah,
so I'm glad he made him a right wing back.
So we're all gonna do this one too, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I have the players ready to submit as well, so that's that's a yes from me.
Yeah, of course I'm gonna do it, except that I don't have the coins to do it, but hey.
Just grind, take coins from rivals and you can afford them.
Yeah.
Or I would suggest do the 82 to 88 upgrade packs, and I think that will get you there pretty quickly.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, maybe Andrew can actually say out some tips to do this, but yeah, that's good.
That's my tip, is get it. I think those upgrade packs, you know, generally are paying out at a level that will get you enough fodder to get there probably cheaper than going to buy things off the market.
Yeah.
Fair. But overall, I think we all agree that these two are just solid. Really good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good cards. Great value both. Even though if they don't any get any upgrades, they're still great value. So.
Yeah, definitely. What else have we got?
Nothing else today.
But yesterday.
Yeah, we got stuff yesterday. The Premier League team of season so far guaranteed. So I don't know if we're gonna go through it or.
Just quickly say. Is it worth it to?
Well, it's cost around 160k to do. So, of course, if you get one of the good and big guns, then it's worth it. If you get Dean Henderson, maybe not. So,
did you guys do it?
No, I haven't done it yet. I have the squad ready to submit, but I'm like, I'm gonna wait and see what drops. If they drop something cool before this one is expired, then I'm probably gonna do the other one, but if there's nothing that I can't do, then I can do this.
So. Andrew, should Yngwie do this?
Probably not. I did it. I think we're at the point in the year where I'm gonna do every single SBC out there, even though they're terrible value. Like, it's just take your shot, might as well. Like, if you get something bad, you just submit it, you know, it just becomes fodder for the fodder pile to submit in the next thing that comes out. But, you know, at this point, like, what are you really saving your coins for? If you're saving your coins for something, you know, good, then by all means wait, but you know, take your shot is my kind of theory on this right now. I got, just so everyone knows, I got Trent in mine duplicate, unfortunately, or at least a duplicate of my red. So that was a little annoying. And I know pretty much everyone packed an English player, but still, I think, yeah. Kind of to go back to what we said at the beginning, have fun. Yeah. So if you think this is fun, do it. If you run a Premier League squad, do it. Maybe you'll get, if you get Aubameyang, you should use him. He's the best striker in the game, and I've been using a lot of good strikers. So maybe the best value striker. I'm sure Moments Eusebio is better, but you know, if you get someone like that, you're going to be super happy and lucky. And if you get Dean Henderson, he just goes into your summer showdown SBC.
That's true. I wouldn't mind De Bruyne. He would link nicely with Lukaku as well.
Of course you wouldn't mind, like the 99 rated player. No, of course you wouldn't mind. I would be very disappointed if
Van Dijk as well, of course. But well, I would be happy with Trent since I don't have him. I can use him in the very mystical Ingves Liverpool squad. That's not done yet, so that those would fit as well, of course.
You know, you could just do it now and let everyone that's listening know what you got, right?
Yeah, I can do it. At worst, I'll cry and you don't hear from me for a week. But
makes for good content. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's always fun.
But we did get while you're doing that, we did got the central defender we all wanted, right?
Longley.
Can you imagine not voting for Longley?
I heard some rumors that a guy on the podcast didn't.
I did not know, but I'm so glad he made it. we talked about this Thursday, I think, when he came out. I voted for Felix. And the moment I voted for Felix was, what did I just do? I should have voted for Vanley. And then the other one of our co-hosts said on Twitter, if you don't... if you haven't voted for Longley, you're dead to me. So I'm glad you're still talking to me, Andrew.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone voted for him, right? Like, he wasn't. This is the most obvious. They game the system to have everyone vote for this. He's who everyone wanted. He's incredible. He's everything. He's a 99 center back with an anchor on him. He's everything we're all looking for. He's elite. He's, you know, for this price point, I mean, this is a $2 million card who costs $400K. So, and that's if you have to buy everything off the market. So this is an incredible SBC.
Yeah. He's awesome. I used him as well. So he's so quick in recovery as well. If somebody goes past him, he's like, Speedy Gonzalez back and just wins the ball. And left-footed as well, which is nice to have at a center back because there's a lot of right-footers out. I just enjoy using that card because he finally feels like a center back that can tackle and win the ball. So that's nice.
Yeah, I think we all used him. I played about, I didn't play weekly league, so I think I played about 10 matches, somewhere around that. And he has been fantastic. I'm running him with Militao. And that's not a bad combination to have on your back line, I should say.
No, it's annoying to face those two.
It's definitely what I use as well.
I think it's going to be the staple, right? Militao, and I'm probably going to see them for a long, long, long time to come.
Diego Carlos as well for Militao. Some people prefer Diego Carlos before Militao.
Yeah, I think he has better stats. I haven't tried him. I don't know. So I might give him a run to see, because Militao, I mean, I'm running a back three with Kimbepe, Lenglet, and Militao. And Militao definitely shines as the weak link in that trio. So I'd be interested if Diego Carlos is actually better.
Yes, he is. I've used him a lot, so...
All right, well, then maybe I'm giving him a try, although I guess I need the link to Mendy, too, so I'm going to have to play around with this a bit.
Well, the thing is, if you... Oh, of course, Carlos works as well. You can just link them all with Danilo as well. So.
Should I open the pack now? The
Premier League? I say we should.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. I'm opening now, and let's see what if there's an English flag or not.
I got an English flag, and I got 40, though. To the I don't mind that too much.
Okay, let's see. Flag is here, and... Turkish center back, Leicester City. Oh, that's the second worst card you can get. So that's into SBC. So sorry, Leicester fans.
The things we all do for listeners, right?
Yeah. I might be away for a while.
I got a question though for concerning our little friend Longley. And the question is from @Tratastic06, and he asks, guys, do we want to have Longley over Moments Ramos?
Because
yes. No question.
Moments Ramos, he leaves more space because of his work rate, and he's very aggressive, and he rushes forward, and then there will be gaps. Longley is more balanced. He keeps the line better, I think. He doesn't make those rash challenges that Ramos does. At least when I had Ramos, he did it all the time and left boxes behind him. And yeah, I lost quite a lot of matches because that happened 1-2 and he was gone.
That's good feedback. I would definitely say so as well. And I'm a big Ramos fan in the game because of his aggressiveness. But after playing Longley yesterday, I'm no doubt he should just be in your squad. If you can fit him, just play him. And he's French, so you could probably link him with any other French players, which we had over the last couple of weeks. Yeah, there's no doubt, actually. Just do him. He's an absolute 10 out of 10 for me thus far. Only 10 matches in. I'm usually not that eager on giving some early advice, so to speak. But still, we all did it now. I think we're all really positive. So just go at it and enjoy. And he's not that expensive either. I mean, if even I can do him for free, I think many more people could do him for free as well.
Talk
about do it. Are any of you guys going for like a challenge this weekend? A weekly league challenge with a certain squad or team?
Nope.
Not yet.
I need to find a way to get a few more players. But I'll do the Liverpool one when I can, but not right now.
No, that's all
I need a few players.
Yeah, so I wanted to go for Juventus squad, but I'm missing 7 million coins. So if anyone can still help me for this weekend, I'm definitely game for it. I'm too stuck in my own tradable squad to have an option for that. The only thing I could do is a Real Madrid squad, maybe. Thinking now, got to fit Vinicius. I only need like one more center midfielder, and I got a Real Madrid squad going. So.
Yeah, Vinicius is something we should talk about because they play today, right? So we'll know tomorrow if he gets a +3, which would be incredible as well.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting because that card is really good. So.
And I know we've been running long, partly thank you, EA, for all the content to talk about. But one thing I do want to bring up is if you are sitting on tradable cards right now, especially tradable team of the season, get out now, sell them. If you're taking a loss, that's okay. I mean, if you have a question about a specific card, you can ask me, but generally get out. Batch 3 is almost, it's coming out on Friday. It's almost certainly going to be every card in packs. Last year when this happened, cards literally dropped half in value. Like you have team of the season Neymar going down like $2 million, so going from like 4.5 to 2 million flat. Things like that happened last year, so I would expect the same drops this year. So just kind of be aware that you might, if you're just sitting on cards and, not going to use them this week or anything like that, sell them and you can get them back for like half the price in 5 days.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. I immediately start selling all my players and I'm done since I'm all tradable. But for me, I think it's good. For the rest of the people, it's good advice.
Except the one exception there is Birthday Mbappe, who should be going out of packs, and Team of the Season should be going into packs. So I expect him to rise, but literally every other card should be the opposite trend.
That's really good advice, though. I can already hear the intro and the outro song. It's actually called, of course, Playing. Andrew, if people want to ask you for advice, where can they find you and ask you?
Foot_AST on Twitter. I also, if you want to see some subpar gameplay, have been just recording a lot of it lately on Twitch, just kind of really for my own benefit. It's the easiest way for me to record games, but if you want to kind of go watch how I play in the 3-4-1-2, that's, I kind of save all my matches on there for myself. So if you want to see some of John's coaching in action, really, of like what he has told me to do, you can see some of that, but that might not be a good plug for him because I'm not the best of players.
So first you say if you want to see some subpar gameplay, and then you say brought to you by footcasting. Now that really helped, buddy.
Well, you can maybe just see my improvements over time too, so.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Thank you. Now, in all seriousness, it's not that bad as you make it out. It's really fun to watch the Japanese guys come in as well. So go watch that. Something.
Yeah, I definitely play a very aggressive, especially with the Japanese squad, very aggressive. I'm on 8 depth and press after possession loss on a 3-4-1-2. So if you're looking for the non-boring possession-based FIFA, that's certainly the way I play.
Awesome. Yngwie, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni and on the EA forum at LittleLon95. So just contact me there if you wonder about squad building and player reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah, and a little pat on the back from me to Yngwie. I can't build squads at all. I'm always stuck with chemistry and I really want to know which player I want. But Yngwie always gets creative and fixes for me. So he's my hero in that case. So if you have any questions about team building or you want to go at that teamed weekend league squad, just ask him. You can find the show at, of course, on Twitter at Food and Review, but more importantly you can find it on podcast services around the globe. If you like the show, of course, give us a 5-star review. If you don't like the show, give us some feedback and also a 5-star review, because that still helps us a lot. And you can find me at Food Coaching on Twitter, and if you want to get some food coaching going, go to foodcoaching.com. And since this weekend, maybe some of you saw it already, we also have some new heat map technology including in our coaching. That's really interesting and fun to see. And I'm pretty sure there aren't many doing that. So enjoy that. For now, I all want to see you tomorrow. Thanks for today. And I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
You. 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 You.